Greetings again, brothers and sisters. And it's Pastor Bob. And it's today's daily respite. Tuesday, August 17th. And this is our 9th episode of our daily devotion series called Daily Respite. And on Tuesdays, we turn to Drew Luganbuhl and his wonderful devotional called Adventure Is Out There. You remember last week, last Tuesday, Drew Luganbuhl's devotion was called Non-Believing Wedlock. So that tells us that the real gift and beauty of this devotional is how granular Drew Luganbuhl gets. Granular meaning right into the, you know, ground of our daily life, right into the thick of it. So, this should be something that you can apply to your daily life today. Let's see. Let's try it and see. August 17th, today's devotion from Drew Luganbuhl is called Commit It to God. Commit It to God. Our scripture verse comes from Proverbs. Proverbs 16:3. Which says, commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Drew Luganbuhl says this, placing all we do into God's hand isn't always going to be our first thought. Oftentimes, we think of some things as being too easy or too remedial to involve God. Instead, we should be asking God to watch over us and our work in those small tasks. Practicing on the little stuff will help you pray when the larger stuff comes. Too often, we only ask God to help us on the big stuff. And even then, we don't always approach it with the right attitude. We did a lot of remodeling when I was growing up. Many a Saturday was spent working in the house on one of the projects that needed done. Many of those projects we just did without thinking too much about it. However, as we neared completion, we had one big day we knew was coming. There was flooring and wood trim that needed done. As we started the project, spirits were high, but it quickly turned negative. A couple of the things we were doing didn't go right within minutes of starting. Early frustrations caused some heated discussions, and we had barely even started. And that's when we all agreed to pray over the work. We knew we had a lot to do, and we needed to be unified in doing it. After we prayed, we found the project went smoother. The work churned along, and we got the work done in a timely manner. The point I'm making is that we made the effort to commit our work to God. We ask God to provide us with wisdom as He did the work and to help us work together as a team. That prayer worked, and we all became a well-oiled machine that got the job done in a timely manner. I get that some things seem too easy sometimes or almost second nature. We had the same feeling about our project. We'd done it before, so didn't think it'd be too hard. But life happens. Things go wrong. When that happens, who are you going to turn to? In our case, we turn to God. However, we all kind of wished we started by turning to God. It would have saved us a little time and some senseless arguing. So I guess I'm saying that you shouldn't be afraid to ask God for help and wisdom on any and all projects. You never know how much it can help your faith grow. And the takeaway from today's devotional. When was the last time you prayed over one of the projects you did? The next time you do a project, pray over it. You never know how different it may go. Amen. Have a blessed Tuesday. Don't forget our Zoom discussion group tomorrow night at 7 Central Time. But until tomorrow, be blessed in the Lord. Have a day of peace and joy.